Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, the best freelancing gigs in America, and what small business owners need to know about background checks for potential employees. Those stories after this.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
As you've probably noticed or experienced, freelance, consulting, and part-time workers have combined to become an increasingly sizable cornerstone of the American workforce, and the percentage of those types of workers is expected to grow exponentially over the coming years. Kyle Kensing at CareerCast.com has a list of the best freelancing gigs. Kyle set this up.
In part, this is kind of the result of the proliferation of online connectivity, where now it's become ubiquitous in our lives, and you can do a job from almost anywhere depending on what it is.
Yeah. The benefits, though, must be somewhat of a concern.
Yeah, there are certain risks that go into working in a freelance or consulting capacity like this. The big one, as you mentioned, being that you don't have the traditional benefits that you would get at a normal 40-hour-a-week job. Obviously, healthcare being a big one, retirement plans, things like that. Those are really important things that you have to kind of take on that responsibility on your own. Be cognizant of your taxes, which kind of fits in because accountant is one of the great freelance jobs that we have in our list here. And there are other risks as well. You have to be on the lookout for jobs constantly. You know, you have to be able to market yourself, show why you're the right person for these other jobs. It's almost like you're on the interview 24/7.
Wow. We're speaking with Kyle Kensing, online content editor at CareerCast. We're looking at 10 great freelance, consulting, or part-time jobs. All right, so you mentioned accountants at about $32 an hour in terms of pay, or at least last year. Some of the other jobs you found here.
Yeah, another in the business and finance sector is a management analyst. And this is one where primarily a consulting kind of job. If a business wants to bring somebody in to give outside perspective on their inner workings, best practices, shake things up a little bit, somebody brings that outsider consultant perspective as kind of a great way for an organization to improve its efficiency. And that's kind of a booming one here in the business sector. And that pays around $39 an hour based on 2010 wages. And then in terms of creativity, media, things like that, newspaper reporter has been down at the bottom of our jobs rated report for the last couple of years. But if you're a writer, there's still great opportunities if you are willing to take on freelance work and work in things like content marketing. And that's why writer and author is one that you see here as well. And then multimedia artist, and that's another one where the omnipresence of technology in our lives right now makes it possible for somebody to do this job from anywhere. You can hire an excellent multimedia artist in California if you're in, say, New Jersey. And yeah, that's one reason why that's kind of a booming one for this freelance sector.
How about that for a trend overall, though? A 40% growth in these freelance, part-time, or consulting gigs. Kyle Kensing at CareerCast.com. Coming up next, background checks for your potential hires. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know: 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan's ranking as a top 10 pro-business state. 2000 is the number of unnecessary regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climate. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more: Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Well, employers can learn a lot about a job applicant outside of an interview, but they should exercise that power with caution to avoid breaking the law. There's no sure way to predict a bad employee, but taking the time for background checks during the application process is one step that can help create a safer work environment. What employers need to know, from MarketWatch reporter Katie Burke. Katie, explain.
Based on federal regulations, employers can look into an applicant's criminal history, credit history, They can verify their education as well as their job history. However, there is a lot of red tape, and if employers step over those lines, they could be exposing themselves to very serious consequences. So it's very important to be aware of those guidelines and follow them.
All right, so give examples of some of those guidelines.
So employers, it is legal to inquire about an applicant's medical history or make employment decisions based off of things like race, gender, religion, or national origin. So it's very important that if you are conducting a background check and making decisions based off the information you find there, to communicate those decisions and what you're finding with the applicant. You give them a chance to dispute the information. It may not be correct. It may have the wrong name. So by having that dialogue, you're avoiding any chances of a discrimination lawsuit.
So I got a question for you then based on that. Can an official background check look at things that you're not allowed to ask during a face-to-face interview?
No, I mean, anything you check for in a background check, you should be able to ask the applicant up front. Like I said, criminal history, job history, credit history. I mean, some of the questions would be uncomfortable to ask face-to-face, so it might be preferable to do a background check. But any deep diving into personal information like race, religion, et cetera, should be avoided.
Okay. But you mentioned like health history, right, as part of that?
Right, yeah. So during the pre-employment process, you cannot check an applicant's health records or whether or not they have a disability. Because, again, that could be grounds for discrimination.
Okay.
If they do have a condition that could affect their job, I mean, they should be able to disclose that themselves or as an employer should be able to work with them if they are on the job.
Thanks, Katie. MarketWatch reporter Katie Burke, who's based in New York. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I want to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. Email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.